Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Even small amounts of physical activity improve your health, but more is better, according to research published in Circulation, the Journal of the American Heart Association. This particular research was a meta-analysis of 33 studies and showed that people who engage in moderate exercise, 150 minutes per week, had a 14% lower risk of coronary artery disease than those who didn't exercise at all. The higher the amount of exercise, the lower the risk, which means that exercise is dose-dependent. The more you do, the better you get. The researchers noted that even people who get less than the amount of exercise recommended by the federal government, which is 2.5 hours a week of moderate activity, benefited from moving around. Another observation was that women seemed to benefit more than men. Now, the Wellness Forum's recommendations, as you might imagine, are a little more stringent than the federal government's. We're recommending 45 to 60 minutes of exercise 5 or 6 days a week in your target heart zone with the inclusion of both aerobic and strength training exercise. This provides the best opportunity to build a muscular body and to burn excess fat and to build and maintain balance and coordination needed for healthy aging. Now, in our office, we still spend what I think is an incredibly disproportionate amount of time talking people into exercising. There seem to be a lot of people who want to avoid it at all costs, but it remains a very important component of achieving and maintaining optimal health. You can eat perfectly. Every morsel that goes into your mouth is the right thing, but in the absence of enough of the right type of exercise, you're still going to have health problems at some point in time. Now, the holiday season may seem like a pretty strange time to start promoting an aggressive and progressive exercise program, but it's actually a great time. It's a great way to relieve the stress of crowds, family drama, tight schedules, and to be mindful of making healthier choices this time of year. I had one of my clients at the gym mention to me the other day that she was so glad she was going to the gym a couple times a week with me and working out and also going to yoga because she said, I have to be more careful of my food choices because I can't survive these workouts if I eat the wrong things. So that's all good. So instead of a New Year's resolution, why don't you make an end of the year resolution to take care of yourself and start right now? This idea of starting in 2 weeks or starting on January 3rd, I've never really been much a fan of that. How about starting today, doing the right thing, and just making it a habit from this day forward? That's all for now, and have a great day.